ready.
Woo. The whistle's got woo.
The cream rise to the top.
You're listening to the Sleeper King podcast, hosted by James Coe.
All right, as you guys are gearing up for Thursday night football, there is one player in this game that I am particularly fading for tonight's game, and that would be Tua Tagovailoa. He has just one 300-yard game in seven tries with more interceptions than passing touchdowns in his matchups against the Buffalo Bills. Now, Sean McDermott just may have this guy figured out. I'm not sure. He is one, and we're talking about Tua. Tua is 1-6. Versus the Buffalo Bills over his last seven games. Now, you might be wondering, well, hey, listen, that was, you know, prior to the whole Mike McDaniel thing. That was, okay. In 2023, zero 300-yard games versus Buffalo. He had two passing touchdowns, well, just two touchdowns total, versus three interceptions across two games played against the Buffalo Bills. He averaged just 227.5 passing yards per game in those two games. Now, again, more turnovers than touchdowns for Tua Tagovailoa versus Buffalo in 2023. And the 2023 Miami offense was incredible. You got to think, again, the Bills, 6-1 against Tua Tagovailoa. They're coming in, and I'm sure they are extremely confident playing Tua. So in a position group that is pretty deep and that you can stream, I just don't know if Tua Tagovailoa, in prime time, by the way, I just don't know if Tua is the guy to play when we're talking about against the Buffalo Bills on a short week on Thursday night football. All right, let's talk about some matchups here that really have stuck out to me. And we're going to start at the wide receiver position. As a matter of fact, we're going to really focus in on wide receivers for this particular episode to Thursday night football. Okay, Khalil Shakir is a sleeper here, guys. Miami struggled versus the slot last year. They were bottom 10 in receptions, yards, and fantasy points per game allowed to slot receivers in the second half of 2023. All right, Khalil Shakir played 70% of his snaps in the slot in week number one, and he put together a pretty good game. He only saw three targets, but got all three of them for 42 yards and a touchdown. All right, now you're saying to yourself, well, what are they doing in 2024? Well, look, Miami, Christian Kirk only caught one pass for 30 yards. He's their primary slot man there for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And you're saying, well, he didn't have a very good game. I get it. I understand. But you do have to keep in mind, too, that Brian Thomas Jr., his touchdown came when he was lined up in the slot. So again, Khalil Shakir going to be lined up in the slot primarily. Miami struggled against the slot last year, and I do wonder if they've made significant improvements in that area. I don't think so. So I do think that Khalil Shakir is a pretty good sleeper here in week number two.